Good evening, Rabbi. Good evening, good evening. How are you all? We're going to be discussing tonight Siman Lamed. We're going to be discussing Seif Talet and Hey, which completes the end of Siman Lamed. And we'll be learning Siman Lamed Aleph as well, Be'ezri Hashem Yisboach Shemoy. Hoyo Boba Dech. Somebody was walking on the way. With Tefillin Beroishoy and Tefillin while he was wearing Tefillin. Ve'shorka Olof Chama. And Shkia Sechama came. It was getting dark. So he was wearing the tefillin. He put the tefillin on whilst it was day. And he was still in the journey. And he suddenly became Shkia Sechama. Alternatively, a similar case, different scenario. Shoyoshe Beveis HaMedrash. He was sitting on Friday afternoon in the Beis Medrash. Ve'tefillin beroishoy, and he was wearing tefillin on Friday afternoon. Ve'kidesh olav hayoyim, and Shabbos came in. Two different but yet similar cases. One, that he was traveling, was wearing the tefillin, he became Shkia Sechama. Or he was Friday afternoon and he became Shabbos. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Yaniach Yodoy Aleyem. He should put his hands on the tefillin and sheyagi al habayis until he reaches a house. Vim yesh bayis kov lechoyma, but if there's a house near the wall, shemishtam rimboi shom, that it can be kept safe there. Chol tzom, he should take off the tefillin. Minicham shom, he could keep the tefillin there. So what is he talking about over here? The Shulchan Aruch is teaching us that there's two types of occasions. That you can take off the tefillin, that you're meant to take off really the tefillin because it's getting either, it's Shabbos, second case, or the first case, it's getting dark. You're meant to take the tefillin off because it's Lav's man tefillin. It's not the time to wear tefillin. Whether it's Shabbos or whether it's night, it's not the time to wear tefillin. But it isn't a case that he just can't take the tefillin off. Either because he's traveling, can't take tefillin off, or because he's in a place in the Beis Medrash, just can't, it's not practical, not safe to take the tefillin off. So the halacha is, what you should do, is you don't have to take the tefillin off. You're jeopardizing the security of the tefillin. If you think about it, you're traveling, you're taking off the tefillin now, you're going to get lost. And we all know that tefillin are very expensive. And they're very, very highly as well. You can't just put them anywhere. So the halacha is, you can actually keep the tefillin on until you reach a safe place. There, you're going to put it, you can do so until you reach a safe place somewhere, safe, where you can protect the tefillin. Says the Shulchan Aruch, says the Mishnah Berurah in Seif Katan Tezvav, the first case is talking about a weekday, and when he takes off the tefillin, he carries in his hands, whom he fears, they're going to fall on the way, he's going to lose the tefillin. He's allowed to cover his tefillin with his hand, but to put his hand on top and to cover them. Now, Shulchan Aruch is asking a kasha based on Seif Beis. And he says the following, Afal gav de Seif Beis, Amrinon. Although in Seif Beis that we covered yesterday, Be'ezer Hashem, Amrinon, we learned there, the Mekevon Shehem Mikva Olav Enzerich Lecholzon. Yesterday we learned that if somebody's wearing tefillin and they were put on before it was night, what's the halacha, Rabbi Isai? Somebody put on tefillin before night. And it's getting dark. What's the halacha, Rabbi Isai? Do you have to take them off immediately? Should, but if you can't. Halacha ben Moirin, can you allow to keep the tefillin on? It's not in public, but you're allowed to keep the tefillin on. So why are we telling him that he's putting his hands on? What's going on over here? So he said the difference as follows. Over here, it's quite a public statement. If a person is walking around the street, imagine somebody walking around the street, and he's walking around the street and it's night with tefillin. People are going to see that. They're going to say, oh, look, your uncle is wearing tefillin. He's part of the Adir Shechabu. He knows what he's doing. If he's wearing tefillin by night, then I can also wear tefillin by night. Why do I bother early in the morning? Let me do so by night. So therefore, the halacha is that here you need to cover with your hands. That we learned, halacha in Marik, you have to keep the tefillin on, just don't do it in public. Again, the point is the publicity of it. You have to do so, but keep it quiet. So here is something which you can't keep quiet because you're walking around the street. You're walking around the street with your tefillin on. So there, that's quite a public statement. So therefore, you have to cover it with your hand. So actually, but the underlying point is the same. Don't wear your tefillin publicly by night. Well, over there, it's halacha me'morin kein. It's talking about, you know, it's in private. And over here, it's a similar point that just cover them up. If you need to do it in public, cover with your hand. Seif Hey in Shulchan Aruch. V'yesh mishayma. Some say Shemi spalel tefilas meiriv. If the kele dav meiriv already, mi boid yoim, and it was still day. Before you put on tefillin, end on a nichamach, don't put on tefillin afterwards. Rabbi said this is a very, very important seif. This seif is telling us that if somebody is part of a shul, and if for some reason or another didn't put on tefillin by day, can you think of a case? Why did he not put on tefillin by day? Yeah, right, okay. Yeah, or maybe, he work, or whatever the reason. He didn't put on tefillin by day. Now what happens is that it's in the summer. Now this case is a summer case. It's easier to think about it. And and he wants to put on tefillin later on in the deep afternoon, before the evening, before Shkia Sechama. Now you're going to tell me, what's the problem? It's still day. Why shouldn't he put on tefillin on? So I'll tell you what happened. Because in this case, it's a part of a shul that they didn't mean, they haven't menchamarev already, like was customary in every single shul all over Europe. They used to have menchamarev, but it was no marev bismanoi. And the kele daven already menchamarev, and now he's standing over here. He himself, I'm not even going to go into it if he personally has davened or not, but the kehila has daven menchamarev. Now he wants to put on tefillin. Is there any problem from him putting on tefillin post kehila ma'ariv? Is there a problem or not? Case number one, kehila daven ma'ariv. Case number two. What if he has Dav Ma'ariv already? He personally has Dav Ma'ariv. Can he put on tefillin after having Dav Ma'ariv? So case number one, Kehil is Dav Ma'ariv. He hasn't. He's going to Dav Ma'ariv later. Case number two, he personally has Dav Ma'ariv. And without going into the discussion of the Kehil, can you put on tefillin after that? Case number one. Case number two. Yes. Okay.
So it seems like for the Rabbanan, which is tefillah, it's difficult to be Deika Daraisa.
Good.
Sometimes are.
Good.
And if he's Davin Meir, then maybe it's more difficult, but even so, you still
need right.
For example, during the Tanis, during the
good. I want to speak about you. Good, 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 good. Very good. Yeah? No, I'm not. I'm specifically talking about before Shkia. I'm not going into the discussion of Shkia. I'm not going about it. I'm going if the Kehila. So really, yeah. Good. Good point. Mishnah Berurah talks about this. Good. So Rabbi Sai, this I want to start with the second question. I want to start with the question of Yid Dav Ma'ariv. And Rabbi Sai, this is a very important point because what we're going to be discussing now is what happens if a person Dav Ma'ariv. Does it become night for that individual or not? And the Shulchan Aruch, let's start with the Shulchan Aruch. The starting point shall be our Shulchan Aruch here. Shulchan Aruch says, so I'm starting with the second shayla, an individual is Dav Ma'ariv. Shulchan Aruch says, V'yosh mishayim, somebody who says, Shem is parat filas arves, if a person Dav Ma'ariv, mi boi joim, before nacht, ad shalo niach tefillin, before he's put on tefillin, ein lo lanichem achakach, he shouldn't put on tefillin afterwards. So what we're discussing now is the Shulchan Aruch says, speaks clearly and specifically about case number two. A yid who has davened ma'ariv. Shulchan Aruch says, if he has not put on tefillin throughout the entire day, we tell him, tough luck. You have missed your chance. You have davened ma'ariv already. What does that show us about ma'ariv, Rabbi Yisrael? It's the light. Dav ma'ariv, but it's light. But is dav ma'ariv, what does that teach us? What does Shulchan Aruch teach us? Oh, Tata de Sasa, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Very good. Tata de Sasa, keyword. What? He says that it's a contradiction in terms. You can't have ma'ariv on one hand and have to put on tefillin, which is a day mitzvah. It's a contradiction in terms. Yeah, you say. Good. Okay. So you are going into the second shaila about if somebody is. But you're writing what you're saying. But with the Rabbanon, Laila loves matfilin. So with the Rabbanon, we have talked about is it the Shulchan Aruch's case yesterday about hashkamah. There's an exception that if somebody wakes up particularly early, there's no chashash of shema yishan. He's allowed to put on tefillin early. But leaving out the exceptions, the rule is that with the Rabbanon, Laila loves matfilin. With the Rabbanon. So with the Rabbanon, you can't put on tefillin by night anymore. Now, right? Does that make sense? So I want to just show you the words of the Mishnah Berurah, which are mamash important words. Yeah. We don't say that svarim. Yeah, we don't. Yeah, in the morning we would say it. In the morning, yeah, but here with the fact that it's because by night. Mishnah Berurah says of the Yitziv Kot Nyud Zayin Miboid Yoyim Afilo Oida Yoyim Godul Kodim Shkia. Even if it's a long time before the Shkia. Lefi, these are the five key words. Lefi shekvar osoi lailo, lezman hazeh lailo. Because shekvar osoi, he has made this, lezman hazeh, this particular time lailo, he's made into night. Uzman shchiv b'kriya shma v'tfile shel arvis. This individual has made this already into night. He has dav ma'ariv, it's night for him. It's night! It's man shchiva. And then let me read the next few words. V'im yaniach boi tefillin. And if you're going to put on tefillin, yach soir, v'yaseo yoim, it's going to become a day. V'arein ken shtei kuloi shesoisim ze'ezut. That's basically your words. It's mamash astira. It's a contradiction in terms. You can't put on tefillin after ma'ariv. You've done ma'ariv. You've made it tonight. You can't put on tefillin, which is the mitzvah by day. These are the words of the Mishnah Berurah explaining Shulchan Aruch. Rabbi say, is this always true? Is this always true? If you think about going through Dal Chayke Shulchan Aruch, is that always true? That if you daven Ma'ariv, that it becomes night? Is that really true? That after having daven Ma'ariv, it becomes night? Can you think of similar cases? Pardon? Yalev Yavoy, that's a good one, although a bit of a controversial one. Yeah, then what's the case you're talking about? You can't say Yalev Yavoy, right? If you say Yalev Yavoy, although it's not, you daven Ma'ariv, you're going to say Yalev Yavoy. Yeah, good case, good one. Yeah? That's true as well. Yeah? Now, Rabbi Yisai, what happens if a Yid did not fulfill the mitzvah of lulav during the day? Well, no lulav. And he only got hold of a lulav after he has daven Ma'ariv. Still day. But after he's daven ma'ariv, what are you going to tell this individual? Don't bother shaking because you've made it in tonight. Or are you going to tell him, go for it. Good shake. Pardon? Why is it different than tefillin? Good. So it sounds like from Shulchan Aruch we do. You see? Finish with more makeup. Good. It's a very nice svara. We're going to get to that in a minute. But Rabbi say, what's the halacha with regards to lulav? What about a shofar? Or what about lulav? Let's go about lulav. So Shulchan Aruch passes clearly in Hilchas Lulav that if somebody didn't shake lulav during the day and he's daven ma'ariv, he should definitely shake the lulav. He should definitely should. Because it's not nacht yet. Similar about shofar. Somebody didn't blow the shofar. He's daven ma'ariv already. Whatever the case may be, daven ma'ariv, whatever. But he should, the halacha is, you should certainly still do it because it's not night yet. We don't always say that just because you have daven ma'ariv, it becomes night. It becomes it's the next day already. So therefore,
if you let him go on tefillin after his daven ma'ariv, you compromise the gezeira that was out of May.
Why compromising? Explain that. Can you explain that a bit more?
Because if you let him put on tefillin, then it's going against
against the takanos chachamim. You're saying because this is chachamim made the takan of shema yishan, and over here, right? I mean, it's interesting. I hear what you're saying. This is the gzeira of the rabbanon, and you're going directly against the gzeira of the rabbanon because you've done ma'ariv already. That wouldn't exist with regards to lulav. Yeah, what do you think about it?
I'll give you a backwards story. If somebody has not yet
somebody else has, can you make kiddush with him? You can make kiddush with
him. So you're saying that she's asking. I hear. I saw it. Yeah, what do you tell her? What do you tie in it?
There's a link with tefillin with tefillah. Since you've done maru, you kind of, I don't know.
It's a connection to tefillah.
It's a connection to tefillah. Once you've done maru, you've got things for sure.
He's saying that at the very least nowadays, in previous generation it wasn't connected, but saying at the very least nowadays. All right. Mishnah Berurah Maaseh paskens the following. Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, although it is already, you have daven ma'ariv already, you should still put on the tefillin, uvli bracha, without the bracha, calls man shukodim tzeisekichon, before tzeisekichon, you should put on tefillin on. So the Mishnah Berurah actually paskens, unlike the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah paskens that it's not, we don't pasken like that. The Mishnah Berurah paskens that if the kehillah is daven, if a person has daven ma'ariv, nevertheless, if he hasn't put on tefillin before that, he should still put on tefillin afterwards. And this is very much in line with what the halacha is with regards to other mitzvahs. Just because you have daven ma'ariv, it doesn't necessarily become nacht. It doesn't necessarily become nacht. And that is how the Mishnah Berurah paskens. Right, it is very hard to understand. It sounds like, I don't have a good explanation. I do not have a good explanation. Achronim are trying to explain. I couldn't figure out a good explanation. It may have to do with what one of the Achronim I saw pointing out, that it has to do with that he himself has made into the Zman Shechiva already. For this individual, since he's Dav Ma'ariv, that's already the Zman Shechiva.
Yeah.
That's the best work. I think the question is a lot better than the answer. Yeah, I agree with you. Yeah. Right. Loy plug type of thing. Right. Right.
It's interesting. I mean, we say Shema Yishon. It's not, if it's brought in, it's double marrow early.
Right, that's a very good point. Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, that's a good svara. It's mamash a good svara, that. Yeah. What about the other shalat that we mentioned? About what if the kehillah is davened already? What if the kehillah is davened? It says the Mishnah Berurah, v'im hu lo yispal ladain, what if he hasn't davened yet? Af al pish al tzibur yispalalu, and the kehillah is davened already. So he himself is going to the later ma'arif, but the kehillah is davened already. Ein bekach klum, it doesn't matter one bit. V'anichon bevracha, he can still put on the tefillin with the brachim or the anyoim as long as it's still day. Kevin shu, einu oisi shtei kulos is oisi zuzu. There's no contradiction there. It's no contradiction. If the kehillah is davened mincha ma'arif and he's davening ma'arif later, just because the shul has davened, that doesn't impose on him that it's night. He can still put on tefillin with the bracha, no problem at all. You're right. Continues the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Lamed Aleph. He didn't fill in b'Shabbos v'Yomtev. B'Shabbos v'Yomtev also li'aniach tefillin. On Shabbos and Yomtev, we don't put on tefillin at all. Mipneishim atzmum ois. Why is that? Because Shabbos and Yom Tov is considered an ois. It's a sign. Vimenichim bohem ois acher. If you were to put on another ois, another sign, yes, hoyo zilzol ois shalahem, it will be a zilzol, disrespectful to that ois. In other words, there is two types of ois, of signs between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One is the time. Shabbos and Yom Tov is a time which is an ois. It's a sign between our connection, between us and Ribbono Shel'olam. Then it's tefillin, which is a different type of ois between us and Ribbono Shel'olam. Both you don't need. It's going to be a contradiction to have both on. Because if you put on the tefillin during one of those different ois, it's disrespectful, as if that wouldn't suffice. So therefore you can't have the two ois working simultaneously. Does that make sense? It's disrespectful. It's as if you don't need that. It's disrespectful. Shabbos and Yom Tov is not enough of a sign. It's not enough of an ois. That's where it's coming from. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Aleph, the Yom Tov Sheni Nami B'chlal, second Yom Tov is the same, applies, Ledidon B'nei Chutz La'aretz to us, who keep second day Yom Tov, of course, the same halach will apply. Sif Katan Beis, also the Anicham, Afilu B'tiltol, it's not only that you have to put them on, but they actually become Mukta. Yesh Oimum Gankind, also Tfilin actually become Mukta, even though it's a Kufam and Bekoimam. Mishnah Berurah, now, interesting Chiddush, will give it the Gatzel, Helcha Shabbos, that it's actually, if you need to move the tefillin, because of its space, you need that where the tefillin is positioned. You need that actual space, that place. You actually move it. Have to move the tefillin according to this opinion. Kishakli shel machto leisa v'yesh oimim the kedesh shel yiplo yishlo ignivum nami mutal etalt nemokim lemokim. If you're worried about the tefillin getting stolen, getting damaged, you'll have to move the tefillin. Uvemokim atchak yesh la'aken. If needed, you'll have to move the tefillin. That's how the Mishnah Berurah paskins. If you're worried about the damage happening to the tefillin, if you're worried about them getting stolen, you'll have to move them. Seif katan gimel Mishnah Berurah shein atzam ois ben hakadosh baruch hu ben Yisrael b'tzion hakadosh baruch hu asa tesan shenema ki ois hi uveini v'yom tov gam ken mikri ois yom tov is also considered an ois the Pesach Mitzrayim ksiv ois v'huk shukom at Hashem v'pashat emo they're all considered an ois a sign between us and Ribbono Shel Olam. Therefore don't put on tefillin which is an ois on Shabbos and Yom Tov. We'll carry on with the remaining halachas tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem. Just to recap what we covered tonight, we started speaking. Somebody's he's traveling and he's got a tefillin on. He's allowed to carry on walking, going to in a protected area with the tefillin whilst he covers his hand, whilst he covers his tefillin with his hand until he reaches a protected area. Seif Hei taught us that if a person daven Meirif, Shulchan Aruch paskens, he's not allowed to put on tefillin afterwards. In the Nicham, he's missed the mitzvah for that day, although it's still day, once it's done, Maghrib is allowed to put on mitzvah. Mishnah Berurah is choylik and disagrees with that. He says that you can't put on tefillin, but without the bracha. The Mishnah Berurah also mentions the case of the Kehila having done Maghrib. If he himself has not done Maghrib, as long as it's still day, he's allowed to put on tefillin even with a bracha. We then moved on with Shabbos and Yom Tov. Don't put on tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov because they're considered ois. Don't add an ois to another ois, and we shall continue tomorrow.